今天这段是粉丝江山一老点播的，来自清代小说家轩鼎所著的《夜雨秋灯录》。
This episode is from Yuq Dong Lu by Zion Ding, a novelist from the Qing Dynasty, which is a popular pick on the Jiangxin Yi Old platform.
其中雅传一节说的是郑板桥被人诈骗的事儿。
One passage from the Yarju mentions Zhang Bankiao being deceived.
郑板桥大家都很熟吧
？Do you all know Zhang Bankiao?
他的字仿效的是钟繇和王羲之。
His calligraphy was inspired by Zhang Yao and Wang Zizhai.
其中还参考了米芾和蔡襄。
Also, it referenced the works of Mai Fu and Kai Zhang.
最后才形成了他独特的六分半书。
Finally, he formed his unique 6.5-hour book.
他的画则学到了郑思肖的精髓。
His paintings, on the other hand, learned the essence of Zhang Ziyu.
再加上对徐渭的借鉴。
In addition to learning from Zhu Wai,
俨然自成一代。
He claims to be a pioneer.
大家，当年他还只是个秀才的时候。
When he was just a scholar back then,
曾经三次到扬州去卖字画。
I have been to Yangju 3 times.To sell calligraphy and paintings.
但是无人赏识，可怜得很呐。
But there are so many people who are not appreciated.
后来他中了举人。
Later, he became a Jinji, a scholar who passed the imperial examination.
而且名次很靠前。
And it's in a very high-ranking position.
终于声名。
Finally, the name is known.
大阵，再到扬州可就不一样了。
Once you're in Yangju, it's a whole different story.
想要他一幅墨宝的人
，I want him to write a calligraphy piece.
天天挤破了头
，Every day I'm squeezed and squeezed.
可偏偏郑板桥是个很爱惜羽毛的人。
Pen, 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 pen.Pen, pen, 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 pen.Pen, pen, 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 pen.
虽然出身寒门
，although born into a humble family，
但绝不轻易出手
，but never take action lightly。
你想仨瓜俩枣就从他那儿骗个字儿。
I want to get a few words from him, just like I got 3 melons and 2 dates from him.
骗幅画门都没有。
There are no loopholes in the painting.
除非你肯出大价钱。
Unless you're willing to pay a fortune.
证明你是真的觉得它值。为此啊，他特意找沈凡民刻了个印章。
Prove that you really think he deliberately carved an imprint for Shen Fanmin.
叫20年前旧板桥
Call the old bridge of Yanjiao.
意思是提醒买家
This means reminding buyers to.
还记得20年前吗
Do you remember 20 years ago?
你们都不拿正眼看我现在求我的也是你们
You all don't look at me in the right light, and now you're asking me for help. It's all because of you.
我又怎么分辨你们是不是真懂我的艺术呢？
How can I tell if you really understand my art?
对。
Okay.
这里面绝对有怄气的成分。
There must be half of the ingredients here.
当时江西龙虎山的张天师刚好路过扬州，那。
At that time, Zhang Tian, the abbot of Longhu Mountain in Jiangxi, happened to pass through Yangzhou.
光做生意的商人
Those who are doing business.
就争着抢着献殷勤，可是
Kang ran eagerly and eagerly tried to please.
是送什么好呢？送
What to give?
金银美女显得咱庸俗了，送
Sending gold and silver to beautiful women makes us look vulgar.
烟酒糖茶又怕不合口味，想
Send cigarettes, liquor, candy, tea, and be afraid of not being to taste.
来想去
Thinking about it.
唯有郑板桥的字才
Only the words of Zhang Baikiao.
配得上天师雅韵，于
You deserve the elegant demeanor of a Taos master.
是就有人定制了一张特大号的宣纸。
So, someone ordered a very large piece of paper.
一丈多长，六。
More than 10 feet long.
六尺多宽，你。
More than 6 feet wide.
拿它去古埃及法老都能富裕出半个门帘子。
You can use it to build a door for the pharaohs of ancient Egypt.
如果郑板桥真在这上面写字了
If Zhang Baikiao really wrote about this,
那绝对是绝版，而
That's definitely a one of a kind.
而且不可复制。
And uncontrollable.
找到中间人求
Find the intermediary.
求着郑老师，您给写两句吧。
Please write a few sentences for me, Mr. Zhang.
满桥说行。
Zhang Baikiao said,
行啊，一千两银子，多少？送。
How much is 1,000 two taels of silver?
纵然是这么有钱的商人，也
Even though he was a wealthy businessman,
也得做做牙花子。您看500行不行？
Also, I need to do some work, and I need.To see if it's possible to do it.
行。
Okay.
郑老师真好说。
It's great to be able to talk to Lao Shen.
话，奋笔疾书写了。
Zairo Fan, Zhang wrote a letter.
个上。
Okay.
上联叫龙虎山。
The lower line is called Dragon and Tiger.
山中真宰相。
The real minister of the mountain.
然后把笔放下，就上一边喝茶了。
Then put down the pen and start drinking tea.
中间人等了半天。
The intermediary waited for half a day.
不见下联。
Missing the second line.
就问您要歇到什么时候啊
？When are you planning to stop?
郑板桥说
，Gang Baikiao said,
我要一千。
I want 1,000.
你给500，写一半。
You write half of it for 500.
不正好吗
？Is this not good?
嘿，您真行啊。
Hey, you're really good at this.
中间人赶紧回去问正主。
The intermediary quickly went back to ask the principal.
正主咬着后槽牙。
The protagonist bit his molars.
拿出1,000两银子。
Take out 1,000 taels of silver.
郑板桥才写了下联。
Zhang Baikiao wrote a couplet.
叫麒麟阁上活神仙。
Calligraphy and painting of living beings.
因为张天师此次出门正是去觐见皇上，麒麟阁。
Because Zhang Tian, she was going to the imperial palace, the Kirin Pavilion, at the time he left.
意味着配享太庙。
It means to offer sacrifices to the temple.
这真是神来之笔呀、啊、
This is a stroke of genius.
当时扬州的商人几乎每家都得挂一幅郑板桥的字画。
At that time, merchants in Yangzhou almost all had a painting of Zhang Bankia hanging in their shops.
不然你都不好意思跟人打招呼。
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to greet people properly.
可是唯独某甲出身卑微。
However, only someone from a humble background,
生性贪婪
greedy,
在圈内口碑极差。
It has a very bad reputation in the industry.
郑板桥不喜欢他。
Kang Bankiao didn't like him.
所以无论他出多少钱都不给他花。
So, no matter how much money he spends, don't give him any.
这某甲每天看着自家大厅的墙壁。
Every day, someone would stand in front of the wall in their living room and stare at it.
居然没有一幅郑板桥的真迹，是悬崖升高。
There are no genuine Zhang Bankiao paintings depicting high blood pressure.
高生不如死。
To live is better than to die.
可是能怎么办呢
？What can I do then? Well,
单说郑板桥生性好动。
To say that Zhang Bankiao was naturally good. Move.
在家里待不住
Can't stay at home.
没事就喜欢出去闲逛
I'd like to go out and wander around.
昨天他带着书童背着诗囊信
One day, he carried a book and a bag of poems on his back.
信步出东国就
Walk out of the east.
走到一片乱坟岗
Walked to a chaotic graveyard.
隐约看见前面有房子还
I vaguely saw a house in front.
冒出一缕缕炊烟，这
smoke still rises.
破地方难道还藏着什么隐士吗？正
Are there any hermits hiding in this place?
板桥当时就来兴致了。
Gang Bankiao was immediately excited.
越往前走
，The further I go,
坟头越多
，The more graves,
路越窄。
The narrower the road.
最后来到一处雅致的宅院。
Finally, we arrived at a charming mansion.
小溪上架着小桥，过了桥就到门口。
A small bridge is built across the stream, and after crossing the bridge, you arrive at the entrance.
只见大门外挂着一幅对联，叫“逃出刘伶禅”。
I saw a couplet hanging outside the door, peach out, spirit flowing.
外住喜向苏然腹内。
The secarder is outside, and the secarder is in the abdomen.
居横披怪叟行窝。
The sound of a horse's hooves, and the sound of a person walking.
进了大门就是二门，二。
King Banmen is a gate.
门上也挂着一
Two doors are hanging.
帘叫月白风清词
One curtain called moon white clear wind.
处更容谁补宅林荫艳聚平生喜与鬼为
Here, the author seems to be referring to someone who dislikes the quiet and peaceful atmosphere of the place, and who is also annoyed by the constant chirping of cicadas.
碑林横批妇儿绝技
For the sake of the children and the elderly. HMPH.
郑板桥虽然没太看懂但
Zhang Bankiao, although I didn't fully understand.
但是总觉得这住的不是一般人在
But I always feel that I'm not staying in a normal place.
再往里走是
Go further in.
笼中有鸟盆
It is a bird in a cage.
笼中有鱼，左
leftover in the pot.
左边鲜花，右边药材
The middle is the Rui Fing Court.
正前方是巴掌大的芭蕉和一人来高的柳树苗。长
straight ahead are palm-sized banana trees and waist-high willow saplings.
朝南有两间房，打
two rooms facing south.
打扫得很干净，里。
Very clean.
里面摆着一张茶几。
There is a coffee table in it.
一张桌子四。
A table.
把椅子俩。
Four chairs.
两个马扎一。
Two mazes.
一张木头床。
A piece of wood.
床上一个藤条边的枕头。
A pillow on the edge of a braided rope.
一个书柜上面摆着琴键竹歌。
A shelf is filled with musical instruments. A lute, a sword, a flute, and a drum.
琴。
Oh.
是古琴键。
The zither is an ancient Chinese instrument. Sword.
古剑。竹。
It is a sword.
竹指。
Bamboo.
指的是竹制的笔筒和摆件。
Refers to bamboo made pen holders and ornaments.
取其虚心有节之意。
Fake its sincerity and restraint.
歌指的是壁歌，写字的时候。
I mean when B writes.
垫在手臂下面
Place it under your arm
防止蹭着墨这
Prevent smearing and smudging
都是文化人的标准配置
These are the standard configurations for cultural people
再往下看可就上档次了
If you keep looking down, you'll get to a higher level
只见桌上摆着的纸墨笔砚
I saw the paper, ink, brushAnd inkstone on the table.
乌丝的振齿
The vibration of the hair.
龙泉窑的水洗墙上挂着一幅女娲补天图看女娲高高卷起的发髻炉顶中冉冉飞升的紫烟分明就是徐渭的真迹。
王宽窑的徐渭在天生不玩记忆富 and v 玩不天 to can and v 玩 gal gal horn 开着 far diluting Jean ran ran fashion design then fan ming ju she's a wide gen giant
大家都知道郑板桥最崇拜徐渭了
Everyone knows that Zhang Benqiao most admires Zhu Wei
曾经自称青藤门下走狗吗
Once, he claimed to be a disciple of the green vine.
一见此画便确认此处主人品味不俗。
Once you see this painting, you'll know that the owner has exquisite taste.
再看看旁边挂着什么好东西。
Take a look at what else is hanging on the side.
哎呀。
Oh no.
怪了。
Strange.
四面墙刷的雪白就挂了这么一幅。
I hung the painting on the white wall.
画看着实在有点别扭，正琢磨着呢，从里屋出来。
It's a bit awkward. I'm thinking about coming out of the room.
一个小童子盯着郑板桥。
A little boy stared at Zhang Benqiao.
看了半天。
After looking at it for a long time.
回头大喊。
Turn around and shout.
有客人，继而就听屋里有人说了：“轰走，轰走。”
There was a guest who heard someone inside the house shouting, "Get out, get out!"
哎
，Well,
别介呀。
It's okay.
这位小哥
，Hey,
你跟你家主人说一声
，Tell your master，
就说来的是郑板桥。果然，人的名，树的影。
This is indeed the name of Zhang Benqiao, the shadow of a person.
这一通报，主人立刻就出来了。
The owner immediately came out.
只见他头戴东坡巾。
I saw him wearing a donko cloth.
身披王公厂，腰系杨叔子的缓带，足蹬白居易的飞云。
Wearing a white suit, the Yan Shu figure from the Wang factory, riding a white horse.
女手上拿一柄拂尘
Lu holds a flute in her hand.
就这造型搁现在 90% 的景区都不让进
Given the current situation, most scenic spots are not allowed to enter due to their appearance.
俩人见面后略一寒暄
Two people met and exchanged pleasantries.
就觉得很投脾气
I feel like I can relate to her.
问老叟名氏
What is your name?
对方说啊老夫姓甄四川人
The other person said, My name is Lao Fu, I am from Sichuan.
人因为生性比较古
Because I am a bit eccentric.
怪所以外号怪叟
So, the nickname is Old Man.
哦那您二门上挂的那个横批富而绝技是什么意思呢
What does the horizontal inscription, Rich Kid's Secret Skill, mean?
老头
Old man said,
说扬州城里不少富二代都喜欢附庸风雅。
There are many wealthy young men in Yangju who enjoy idle pursuits.
听说我这儿有花有草就争着来看。
I heard that there are flowers and plants here, so everyone is rushing to come and see.
但是这些人吧
But these people,
满身的铜锈跟我这气场不合，说句比较玄学的话
Someone with a strong aura like me doesn't match this kind of energy.
这种人来我这儿肯定要倒霉。
If someone like that comes to me, they are bound to be in trouble.
哎，果不其然。
As expected.
不是失足落水。
Not falling and drowning.
就是被花刺勾破衣服。
It was pricked by the thorns of the flower.
要不就是被我的看门狗咬了。
Or I was bitten by my watchdog.
又或者被树上的小鸟拉一头屎。
Or perhaps you'll be pulled down by a bird and covered in excrement.
这其中最倒霉的，刚刚坐定在房檐下，房上的老鼠一走一过。
The most unfortunate, one of them just sat down on the roof of the house, and a rat was walking back and forth.
碰落了一片瓦。
A tile fell.
正中。
In the middle.
他的额头一下就给开瓢了。
His forehead was immediately cut open.
从那儿以后
From then on,
他们就都不敢来了。
They wouldn't dare to come.
所以这横批才叫富而绝技。
Therefore, the rich kid's secret skill is called that.
哎，对。
Oh.
对了。
Right.
这位郑先生。
Dear Mr. Cheng.
如果您是清贫子弟呢？
If you are a poor child,
那还好。
That's good.
如果您也是富贵人
If you are also a wealthy person,
趁早离开啊。
Get out early,
免得遭罪。
To avoid trouble,
郑板桥马上表明立场说
King Banking immediately stated his position.
我这辈子最讨厌有钱人，特指那些没文化。
I've always hated rich people, specifically those who are uncultured.
还附庸风雅。
Also, indulge in frivolous pursuits.
别人在街边吃碗面。
Someone is eating a bowl of noodles on the street.
他也跑那儿端着碗摆拍的那种。
He was also the one who held the bowl and posed for the photo.
您放心。
You're welcome.
我七根底儿就是一穷人，从来没发过财。
My seven people have never made a fortune.
这才得以进入您的宝宅，领教您的雅趣，实在是人生一大幸事啊。
This is a great opportunity for me to visit your home and experience your wonderful taste.
哦，是吗
？Oh, is that so?
啊
，Oh,
您也好这些呀？
Hello, how are you?
那您玩不玩音乐呢
？Do you play any musical instruments?
说着，老头取来古琴弹。
He took out an old zither.
弹奏了一曲。
Played a piece of music.
说不清是什么曲子。
I can't tell you what the song is.
总之是一会儿激昂慷慨，一会儿温柔和煦。
In short, it's a place where you can experience both excitement and generosity.
忽然又铿锵收尾。
Suddenly, it was a sharp, decisive ending.
总之令人回味无穷。
Ultimately, it's a memorable experience.
弹完琴，老头就问了。
After playing the piano, the old man asked,
先生
Sir,
您会喝酒吗？
Do you drink alcohol?
太会了。
Arson.
好。
Okay.
那咱就喝两杯吧。
Then let's have two drinks.
不过我这儿离菜市场很远。
However, I am quite far from the market.
调配不出那么多菜色。
Can't make so many dishes.
恐怕是单调了一点。来人呢
?I think it's a bit monotonous.
把那锅狗肉端来，上不了台面啊。
That's a lot of dog meat. It's not even possible to put it on the table.
还请贵客担待。
Please take care of our guests.
嘿。
Hey.
郑板桥一听狗字儿，哈喇子都流下来了。
When Zhang Benqiao heard the word dog, he immediately started drooling.
说我最爱吃狗。
Tell me that I love to eat dog meat.
哦，生平最大的意难平。
The biggest regret in my life.
平就是狗不长八条腿。
It's like a dog has eight legs.
是吗
？Thank you.
那您敞开了吃吧。
Then please enjoy your meal.
俩人便在花丛之下摆席，边吃边喝。
Two people sat down and ate and drank while surrounded by flowers.
兴致很快达到了顶点。
The excitement quickly reached its peak.
那老头明显是喝美了。
The old man is obviously drunk.
忽然从架子上抽出一柄剑。
Suddenly, a sword was pulled out from the shelf.
开始狂舞。
Start dancing.
清朝那会儿已经不流行舞剑了。
In the Qing dynasty, sword dancing was no longer popular.
所以这场面很难得。
This situation is rare.
郑板桥醉眼朦胧的就瞧见一团白光，心说
Zhang Benqiao, with his eyes half closed, saw a white light and thought,
想必传说中唐朝最著名的公孙大娘，一舞剑气动四方。
I'm sure that the famous Bongsun Danjiao, a dancer from the Tang Dynasty, is well known for her sword dance, which is so impressive that it moves people.
也不过如此吧。
Not bad.
老头舞完剑跳出圈。
The old man finished dancing the sword and jumped out of the circle.
外面不改色。
Outside is not changed.
气不拥出
No breath.
郑板桥这时候更佩服了。
At this moment, Zhang Benqiao was even more impressed.
说您真乃高人也，请服一大白。
I'm telling you, you're a great person, so I'm blessing you with this white cloth.
这里插播一个小常识。
Here's a little piece of trivia.
好多书里写人喝酒，一高兴了。
Many books describe people getting drunk.
就说服一大白。
Saying that foodie is a big white.
这确实是喝酒的意思。
This is definitely a sign of drinking.
但用的不太准确。
But it's not very accurate.
服白是专指罚酒才用的词儿。
Fu bai, qi xuan zai, far diu kai yang de sai er.
比如你今天迟到了。
For example, if you are late today,
才说请服一白。这里郑板桥的意思是啊，与老头相见恨晚。
The meaning of I regret not meeting Zhang Benqiao earlier is that I regret not having the opportunity to meet him.
带有自我惩罚的意味。
But it has a sense of self-punishment.
所以用服一大白是恰当的。
Therefore, using the white dog is appropriate.
对，
俩人一直喝到太阳下山。
Two people drank until the sun set.
郑板桥终于要走了。
Finally, Zhang Benqiao is leaving.
老头很殷切地送到大门外，说
The old man delivered the package to the door with great urgency.
看来你我二人都是那种不合时宜的。
It seems that you and I are both out of place.
外人
Strange person.
知己难寻
It is difficult to find oneself.
您要是有时间就经常来玩吧
If you have time, please come and play often.
郑板桥说
Zhang Benqiao said.
一定一定，我天天都有时间
I definitely have time every day.
从此他每天都来此处喝酒。
From then on, he came here every day to drink.
如此过了一个多月。
Just over a month ago.
俩人天南海北的聊了各种话题。
Two people talked about various art topics, which were far apart.
都很投机。
All are speculative.
唯独就没有聊到他最得意的书画。郑板桥本来是想着等对方先提起话头。
However, he didn't mention his most admired calligraphy, Zhang Bankiao. He originally intended to wait for the other person to initiate the conversation.
这样显得自己谦虚吗？
This makes you appear humble.
可是这老头连外星人都聊到了。
But this old man even talked about aliens.
就是不提书画的事儿。
Just don't mention the topic of books and paintings.
真真要把人急死啊。
Really makes people anxious.
有一天郑板桥终于忍不住了。
One day, Zhang Bankiao finally couldn't stand it anymore. Ask,
您知道我是个书法家兼画家吗？
Do you know that I am a calligrapher and a painter?
我不知道啊。
I don't know.
嘿，小弟，我不是吹牛啊。
Hey, little guy, I'm not kidding.
在书画界，那也算是相当有一号了。
He is also a well-known figure in the art world.
现如今那些当官的、有钱的抢。
Nowadays, the rich officials are robbing.
抢我的作品都抢不着。
I can't sell my work anymore.
我看您家这几面墙也太肃静了。
I think your walls are too quiet.
要不我给您画几幅吧。
How about I draw one for you?
就当是答谢您。
Thank you for your time.
这些日子对我的款待了。
These days, they have been very generous to me.
老头听完也并不激动。
The old man didn't seem excited after listening.
云淡风轻地给郑板桥倒了一杯酒。
I poured a glass of wine for Zhang Bankiao, who was calm and composed.
说您别着急啊。
Don't worry.
再喝两杯。
Drink two more cups.
不行。
Mel?
我着急。
I'm anxious.
其实啊，我知道您是书画。
Actually, I know you are a calligrapher.
大家，只不过很难找出一个人能跟您相比了。
It's just hard to find someone who can compare to you.
所以我这墙只好空着。
So, I can only leave this wall empty.
而且我也不好意思开口聊这个。
And I also didn't want to bring it up.
好像我跟您交往是别有用心似的。
It seems like you think I'm only interested in you for some ulterior motive.
不过
However,
既然您愿意赐我几幅墨宝。
Since you are willing to give me a few pictures of Mobile,
好，那我就恭。
I'm here to serve.
敬不如从命了。
Give up.
您就瞧好。
You just wait and see.
好吧，郑板桥借着酒劲儿一跃而起。
With the help of alcohol, Zhang and Kia jumped up.
拿起笔就画，顷刻间完成了十几幅作品。
With a pen, I can complete dozens of works in a short time.
然后还一一提字。
Then, one by one, they would spell out the words.
今天可算过足瘾了。
Today, I finally had enough.
等写到落款的时候。
When writing the signature,
就得问到老头的字号了。
Then we have to ask about the old man's font size.
比如赠予某某人
For example, to donate to someone.
你得知道人家叫什么呀
You need to know what their name is.
老头说我叫小
The old man said my name is Zairoquan.
全
Well,
嗯郑板桥一愣
Gang Bankiao was stunned.
说我有一个最讨厌的人叫某
I have a person I really dislike. Name someone.
假，他的字也是小泉。老头说这有什么奇怪的
His words were also like Zairoquan's, which was strange.
鲁国还有两个曾参呢。
Why the two countries that have been in the past?
日本还有个小泉。
Lu had a small power.
难道同名就得同罪吗？郑板桥一听
Shouldn't Jiang Bankil also be punished for the same crime?
是这么个道理。
More than a dozen works.
也没再深究。
I didn't delve into it further.
等他全部画完之后
After he finishes painting,
老头说
Old man said,
从此我家就蓬荜生辉了。
From then on, my home became a place of splendor.
这些墨宝绝对不能轻易给那些做生意的人。
These writings absolutely cannot be easily given to those who are doing business.
他们都没品。
None of them tasted it.
不能变珠玉，给他们就是糟践好东西。
Don't turn good things into junk.
对，郑板桥举杯畅饮。
Raise a glass to Jiang Bankil.
一直喝到二更天。
Drink until 2 in the morning.
当天晚上回家后
That evening, after returning home,
就有人问郑板桥说
Some people asked Jiang Bankil.
您最近总不在家。
You've been out a lot lately.
都上哪儿玩去了
Where are you going?
他就把怪叟的事儿说了。
He reported the matter of the stepmother.
众人一听
Everyone heard it.
面面相觑
Look at each other.
说扬州就没有这么个人
There are no such people in Yangzhou.
您别再是见鬼了吧
Don't you dare be crazy.
不能吧
No way.
郑板桥一想
When Jiang Bankil thought.
还真没准
It's not necessarily true.
那老头可是住在乱坟岗里。
That old man lives in the graveyard.
第二天
The next day,
天那帮朋友跟着郑板桥一块前往。
Those friends followed Jiang Bankil.
发现根本没有宅院。
I found that there was no courtyard at all.
只有一条小溪。
Only a small stream.
加上满地的狗骨头而已。
At a pile of dog bones.
郑板桥大惊失色。
Jiang Bankil was shocked and pale.
觉得自己是真遇上鬼了。
I feel like I've really encountered a ghost.
可是转念一想。
But then I thought again.
立刻就明白了。
I immediately understood.
这准是那某甲做的局儿啊。
This is definitely a piece by someone named some guy.
骗我的字画，回去就找人偷偷到某甲家里查看。
If you can get the painting back, I'll find someone to secretly check the painting at a certain person's house.
果不其然。
As expected.
已经挂满了郑板桥的新作。
There are already many new works by Jiang Bankil on display.
有些墨迹还没干透呢。
Some ink hasn't dried yet.
故事的作者宣鼎写到这儿也不由得发表感慨。
The author, Xuan Ding, wrote in his account, expressing his feelings.
说龙是神物，变幻莫测。
Dragons are divine creatures, mysterious and ever-changing.
说但人类还是可以摸透它的习性。
But humans can still understand his habits.
甚至可以豢养他。
Even if you contain him.
让他乖乖趴在那儿等着挨刀。
Make him lie down and wait to be killed.
再看某甲设的这个骗局。
Looking at the scam set up by someone.
处处都骚到郑板桥的痒痒。
Everywhere is making Jiang Bankil itchy.
肉上，某甲虽然是个商人。
Although Mr. Jiang is a businessman,
但是也绝对算得上高明了。
But he is definitely a masterpiece.
反观现在很多商人吃相极为难看。
On the other hand, many businessmen today look very miserable.
连演都不演了。
No rehearsals anymore.
他们做买卖跟明抢没有什么区别。
They are doing business, which is no different from robbery.
倘若郑板桥复生
If Jiang Bankil were to be resurrected,
遇到这种人又能怎么办呢
What should I do when I encounter such a person?
相比之下
Compared to,
他所遭遇的这场骗局已经算是相当用心。
The scam he encountered was quite elaborate.
相当客气了。
Very polite.
可以说，在一个尊重文人的时代
，In a time that respects scholars,
才会有这种骗子出现。
This is why such scammers exist.
也正因为连骗子都需要文武双全
，And that's why even con artists need to be well-rounded.
郑板桥。
King then said,
这样的文人才会大放异彩。
People like this will shine.
因此
Therefore,
作者在最后下了个结论。
The author concluded at the end.
人们都说是某甲赚了郑板桥。
Everyone says that someone made a fortune from Zhang Banqiao.
要我说，其实是郑板桥赚了某甲。
To be honest, I think Zhang Banqiao actually profited from someone else.